Welcome to the No Bullshit Watchmaking Podcast. This is Anthony, your host. It's pretty amazing how in 2018, we still have customers coming in asking about their automatic watches and getting a battery change for them. It's pretty unique, the watch industry in this regard, in that information is very, very held closely to the chest. If you pay attention to the industry, there's a lot of faults in the industry in the sense that salespeople, they don't explain things correctly. Two, the information from the salespeople stems from the fact that the industry doesn't give these salespeople the accurate information in terms of the bigger picture, in terms of the whole picture, the macro picture, instead of the micro picture. Sure, you can explain to them what, you know, 904L steel is. You can explain to them all these extra fancy stuff, but your average salesperson doesn't know the difference between waterproof or water resistant. Your regular salesperson doesn't really cover the fact that something self-winding, quote unquote, is simply automatic, is simply has to be on your wrist, has to be active. The regular salesperson, it's very unfortunate how I feel all these issues we have with customers today stem from the point of sale. They stem from the point of acquisition. They stem from the person whoever they bought the watch from. Now, don't get me wrong, the customer should be doing their homework. The customer should always do their homework. And this is where I try to chime in. This is where I try to help out as much as I can. The customer, the person who owns the watch, should do the homework. Now, don't get me wrong, if I buy a car, if I buy something, I might be more inclined to hear something from the person I bought it from than from me to search on the forums to find the information that I need. If all the information was given up front, the expectations, the continual service cycles, the handle and care of the watch, the terminologies of the watch, then the customer could be more inclined to be taking care of their watches at a better rate. We wouldn't have to see so much services come in. We wouldn't have to see a lot of the issues we see today. A perfect example was yesterday, actually. A customer came in with two watches. Both watches were automatics. One watch she brought in and she asked for a battery change. It just happened to be not a battery, and it happened to be a mechanical watch. So the very fascinating thing to me to this day, I still don't understand. Okay, there's a couple assumptions that I have, but I still don't understand how a customer has had a watch for over 5 to 10 plus years and still not realize that it's a automatic watch, in the sense that when you come in and you ask for a battery change, how have you been wearing the watch the entire time for the watch to not have stopped or for the watch to not have ended? That's one. The couple assumptions I have on that is that either the customer wore for a very, very good amount of time and was very, very active and never thought much about it, and then one day decided to put it away and hasn't touched it since and they forgot. That's one. The second one is probably that the customer was just seriously just that active and has never had an issue with it until the day they come in with the watch for a battery change, or when they realize that the watch is off time or it's stopped after 2 days, etc. Now, the second watch this customer came in with was a Rolex watch. It was an old watch and it had the word self-winding on the dial. And the customer said that the watch is not self-winding. The watch doesn't wind itself. And when prompt and when asked, this is a very common occurrence. When prompt and asked, the customer said they don't ever wind the watch because it's self-winding. If anyone's ever seen The Princess Bride, then there's a scene where one of the main characters says, "I don't think you know what that. I don't think that word means what you think it means." And that's how that's exactly how I feel about situations like this. And it's a common occurrence. It's a common occurrence. A self-winding watch does not wind itself. A self-winding watch is considered automatic because when you wear it, it winds itself when you're active. When you are active. An automatic watch does not wind itself by itself. An automatic watch has to be on your wrist and you have to be active when you wear the watch. It sounds very common, sounds very cliche with a lot of watch enthusiasts who know better than this, but you would not believe how many people do not understand that their watches are not self-winding, quote unquote. Just because you have it on your wrist does not mean that your watch is going to wind itself. You have to be active. So if you work a desk job or if you're an accountant, etc., and you're always sitting down, then an automatic watch might not be holding its full charge on your wrist. You have to be active. You have to walk around. You have to stand up, walk around a good amount of time, and the motion of your wrist when you walk, your gait, your stride, the stroll you have when you're walking, that in itself will wind your watch. Now, if you're doing all of the above, you're active and you're walking around, and you also have to wind your watch too. So let's say you didn't wear your watch for 2 days, you pick it up, your automatic watch is dead. You have to wind it up give or take 30 to 40 times before I would highly suggest winding up 30 to 40 times before you put it on. That way you have charge and you could work from you have a clean slate to work from. Sometimes some people pick it up and they wind it 10 times and then they just walk around with it. That's fine too. It's not optimal. It's not at the end of the efficiency line. That is workable though. Sometimes you're in a rush, you pick it up, you wind as much as you can, you put it on your wrist, you walk, all right? So most of the time you won't have an issue with that. But to be on the safe side, I highly suggest a lot of people to wind it 40 times. Many people are not as active as they think they are. They are not as active as they think they are. A lot of people here barely even get 10,000 steps a day, which is how Fitbit probably got that quote. Your average calorie burned in an average American or average individual in the world is probably less than that of 10,000 steps. So if you do 10,000 steps a day and you're wearing it on your wrist, and your wrist has to be moving, okay, don't forget, because if you have like a elbow brace and your arms are kept tightly close to your chest and you're not moving that arm at all, and you wear your watch on that wrist, just because you're walking doesn't mean that you're winding the watch. The watch has to be on your wrist, has to be swinging in some sort of fashion. So if you just decided to stand up right now or whatever you're doing and you're walking regularly, you're going to notice that your hand has a sort of slight motion to it, back and forth, back and forth. That is what we call the gait, right? Your gait's your stride, etc. That in itself is what's going to wind the watch. So if you wear the watch on, if you have a brace on your arm and you wear your watch and your arm's not actually moving, just because you walk 10,000 steps doesn't mean you're going to wind your watch. That's a common occurrence. I've had customers where they had bad arms and, you know, sometimes that arm doesn't move when they walk, and they wear it and they walk easily 20,000 steps a day from their job, but yet they're complaining why their watch isn't holding power reserve, etc. And when we locate the issue, it's because the wrist that they're wearing it, the watch on, is not moving. So these are a lot of things you have to keep in mind. And even in today's society, we still, even today's times, you know, the digital times, etc., we still have people coming in talking about self-winding watches. They have these issues that just are not explained correctly. They're not explained correctly. And again, this stems from the point of acquisition, point of sale. Most of the time it comes from the salespeople. Most of the time it comes from people reading online. But the biggest thing is customer knowledge. The customer has to do their homework. Now, don't get me wrong, the salesperson who sold the customer the watch should be doing all the explanation. I mean, last thing I want to do if I buy a Lamborghini, I want to know everything that the Lamborghini can do and what I need to look out for from the salesperson. I don't want to have to go online and look it up. I understand that. Okay. Now, again, this is where the salesperson has to do their job. Now, if I buy a Lamborghini used from someone online or whatever, and I buy it from someone used, they're not going to probably give me all this information. So at the end of the day, I can blame the salesperson, I can blame the person I bought the car from, etc. But you still need to do your homework. Knowledge is king. Knowledge is king. You have to do your own homework. hopefully in the year of 2018, the industry's gonna pick up the slack a little bit. I understand that a lot of people have been getting more and more informed as of late with the advent of technology and internet. A lot of people are actually on the websites now. They're on forums and stuff. Just be careful who you get your information from. So make sure you fact check. Again, you know, it's your job to do your homework, but it's also your job to fact check the information. Last thing you want to do is hear that a watch is waterproof with your crown open, and then hop into the pool and realize that your watch isn't waterproof with the crown open. So that's one thing, you know. So just make sure you keep that in mind when you look up information online and you are trying to educate yourself. All right, and having said that, that concludes today's episode of the No Bullshit Watchmaking Show. And again, if you want to take a look at more information or anything like that, you can always take a look at nobullshitwatchmaker.com, nobswatchmaker.com. If you want to read more information, or if you want to actually purchase a book, 100 plus No Bullshit Watchmaking Tip, 100 plus No BS Watch Tips for Watch Enthusiasts and Salespeople, you can check that out on Amazon. I'll post the link on the show notes. And have a great day, everybody. Take care.